Changing your name is a hassle. It takes paperwork, sometimes money. But if you're transgender, it can be even harder. That's because a lot of states have public notice requirements. Name changes have to be announced in a local paper, often several times. Well, two transgender women in Indiana tried to have that requirement waived. They said their safety was at risk. The judge said no, and it took an appeals court to step in to keep the names off the record. Crystal Hill reported the story for the Indianapolis Star. She refers to the women as KH and MB and joins us now. Hi, Crystal.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, tell us more about these women and why the judge refused their request to keep the names off the record in the first place.
So these women are both Indiana residents, and they had both told me that they had begun transitioning about a year ago, mm-hmm. and they felt that they were in the right place to pursue a name change. And basically, they had sought to keep their proceedings private. They had testified at a hearing saying that they believed that they would be in danger if their intentions were made public. They both cited personal experiences, you know, statistics about violence against transgender individuals. And both judges basically said they just didn't find their arguments convincing. Mm. And one of the women said that it was hard to basically pour her heart out to the judge and to sort of be met with what I think she felt was indifference or a lack of understanding.
Well, and was she able to keep the court proceedings secret so that her name didn't get out just as she was protesting this?
Yeah, so when you first file a request to keep everything private, the record will be sealed while you are mm-hmm. pursuing that. But had they not gotten the decision from the appeals court that was in their favor, I'm told by their attorney that the record would have been public. So it was kind of risky, really, just even pursuing mm-hmm. The name change, because there's no guarantee that, you know, it'll work out in your favor. And if, in their case, if the judge said no and they didn't challenge the decision, then that just would have been it, and the mm-hmm. record would have been public.
So this went up to the appeals court of the state of Indiana. What did that court say?
So the court found that both women basically did enough to show why they felt that they were in danger. They found the information that they provided was convincing, and they kind of rebuked the judges. I know at least in MB's case, the trial court judge had said something along the lines of, well, you already, it's apparent, you know, that you are a transgender woman. It's apparent your appearance sort of already suggests to the world that you are. So why do you need to keep this private? And so the appeals court kind of took that to task and said whether or not, you know, MB appears as a woman, that doesn't have anything to do with if she feels like she's in real danger, and basically said that they had made a good enough argument mm-hmm. to show that they are entitled to privacy.
So is the legal battle over now?
I wouldn't say that it's over. I think that for these two women, they just have to wait. I believe there's a 30-day period when an appeals court decision comes down for the other side to ask the Indiana Supreme Court to hear the case. But in this case, there's only one side, so they basically just have to wait. But their attorney has said that she's currently dealing with other cases that are similar to this, mm-hmm. where transgender clients of hers have sought a name change, weren't expecting any problems, and were denied, and have to get an attorney and you know, challenge the decision. So she says it's still happening. You know, it's still an issue, but she's hoping that the appeals court decision at least gave clear guidance to lower court judges about sort of how to deal with these mm-hmm. issues.
Now, more than half of states in the U.S. require you to publish a name change. Many states allow you to waive that requirement with good cause for fear of safety, which is the situation with the two transgender women in Indiana. Are people telling you, as you've been reporting this story, that they believe that this is an antiquated system, that you have to publish your name in the paper?
Yeah. A woman I spoke to, Kit Malone, with the ACLU of Indiana, she kind of talked about how the law does seem a bit antiquated. You know, a lot of publications are becoming increasingly digital, so even that's almost seems kind of antiquated, that it does seem like maybe the law itself might, you know, need some updating, and especially as it pertains to transgender individuals or even gender nonconforming individuals.
So what was the reaction of the two transgender women that were the focus of your story when the appeals court said that they could keep their name changes private?
They felt validated because for them, it was, you know, the next step, I guess, in their journey to becoming their true selves. So I think they felt that they could finally move forward. And also, you know, advocates have long said that it's hard to convince people of violence against transgender individuals. They've said that it's something that people don't always believe or people kind of downplay. So I think that, yeah, they felt validated. They felt heard. They felt that finally I can just move forward and I don't have to worry about the risk of danger.
That's Crystal Hill with the Indianapolis Star. Crystal, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.